Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him who I will name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord had spake, and he came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked at Eliabed and said, surely the Lord has anointed, Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on his height of stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shimeah passed by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there is remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. I want to talk to you today about a guy by the name of Jesse. You know, in the scripture that we just read, we see that Samuel, who had been mourning King Saul because God had refused him, and we see what God wanted him to do, and he had rejected Saul. Now, God comes to Samuel, and he tells him to go to the house of Jesse. Now, here we see that there's going to be a new king in the wings of Israel. God has rejected Saul, who was the first king, and now we see a new king that's coming. And I believe there are some very important things which we can learn from the life of a man named Jesse. You know, we can learn how God used a common man to raise one of the greatest kings that Israel has ever had. And we need to understand that God has everything pre-planned. He knew way back when that even from the foundations of the world that Jesse was going to be the father of David, who was going to be the second king of Israel, who was going to be one of the greatest kings to ever live in Israel. Now, Jesse was issued by God. You know, Jesse was not just an ordinary man. He was wealthy. He had a lot of possessions. He had a great bloodline. In Ruth chapter 4, verse 17, it says, and the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now, if you take and you look at the book of Ruth, you'll see that Ruth, what nationality was Ruth? Anybody know? Huh? A Moabite. She was a Moabite. She was from Moab, and she was the daughter-in-law of Naomi. And so here we see that She was not of the house of Israel. However, she was used in the direct line of David, the king of Israel, who was in the direct line of the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesse was a man for the time that he lived. You know, he had 8 sons, all of which were great warriors and raised his family very well. He had wealth enough to raise a good family. He was well known in the area. All the people knew exactly who Jesse was. They knew the sons. They knew that he was a good, just man. And God had issued to Jesse all he needed to do to raise the next king of Israel. Now, Jesse was given the tools which he needed to put forth with his son that could rule a great nation. He gave God gave to Jesse many things other than they had in that other than what other people had of that day. He gave him wealth. He gave him fame. He gave him a good family. He gave him a heritage. And God issues us, believe it or not, the same tools. He gives each of us the tools we need to raise our families in the way that he would have them to be raised. He has given us the resources we need to raise our families and to be used in a big way for the honor and glory of God. You know, I never realized the tools which my dad had given to his boys, or my brothers and I, to take and raise our families. God had given my dad a family business, and we owned a grocery store, and my dad taught us how to be business-minded. He taught us how to run a business, how that what you had to do to make a profit, how to take and keep people happy. He taught us how to deal with people. You know, one of the things my dad always said, he says, the customer's always right. Even if he's wrong, he's right. So make sure you always remember that. He says, because if you lose a customer, you lose 7. For every one customer that you lose, you lose 7 people because they tell other people about it. You know, it taught me how to put priorities into perspective. You know, when my dad was a hard worker, he when we first got the grocery store, it wasn't doing real well yet, and we were just getting it off the ground. And so my dad, he worked 2 and 3 jobs just to take and support the family and to keep the business running. And he taught me how to take and put priorities into perspective and how to take and prioritize my life and my time. And he also taught us what we had to do in order to take and raise a good family ourselves. You know, and I feel that this is one thing that we're lacking today in society, is that we don't have parents who are teaching their children how to be good parents. We have way too many parents today who want to be friends instead of parents. You know, kids can get friends wherever they want. They can get friends at school, they can get friends wherever. But they've only got 2 parents. They only have a mom and a dad. And we need to realize that our parents need to be parents, and they can get friends elsewhere. But God issues us the things that we need to teach and train our children how they can be good parents and good citizens later in their lives. You know, we need to use the things which God issues to us for His honor and His glory, to raise the next generation to love and to serve Him as He wants them to be. But so here we see that he was issued by God, but then he was also used by God. Jesse was used by God. And in 1 Samuel 17:17 it says, "And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brethren an ephod of parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brothers." Now, Jesse had no idea what was about to happen. He did not have the slightest idea what was going to come about by him sending David to his brothers who were fighting the Philistines. All he wanted David to do was to take some food to his brothers who were fighting the Philistines, and he had prepared Jesse for a specific time to send a young boy with some corn and some cheese and some loaves of bread to his brothers to help to encourage them along the way. Now, Jesse had no idea what was going to happen when David got to the battlefield. Jesse had no idea what David was going to be up to. But David gets to the battlefield, and he sees the bravery of the soldiers of Israel and how they were afraid to go against the giant Goliath. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I'd be a little afraid, too, if I was going against someone who was over 9 foot tall and was probably stronger than 10 men put together. And but David gets just a little bit, I feel that he got a little bit cocky, and he lets everyone know that he isn't afraid of this little 9 foot, 6 inch uncircumcised weakling. It says, "And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to this man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" You know, David was not going to let his let Goliath bully him and make fun of his brothers and of the God which he loved. David was going to show him, a thing or two. It says, "And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Have you ever wondered where David got his enthusiasm from? You know, let's face it. Here's David. He's only about 16 years old. He's about Noah's age, and he's standing there in front of the king, and he says, "Hey, don't let your heart fail you." He says, "I'll fight that no good Philistine. I'll go and fight him. I know I can win." Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound too smart to me. You know, here's a 16-year-old, and he says to the king, he says, "I'll take care of this myself. Don't you sweat it." Now, how many of you would go up to, even as old as we are, how many of us would go up to President Trump and say, "Well, hey, don't you go fight in this battle. I'll fight it because I know I can win." I don't think I would do that. But, you know what I mean? But here's David, and that's what he told Saul. He says, "I'll go and fight this myself. Don't you sweat the little things." But his enthusiasm, I believe, was taught to him by his dad, by Jesse. I really believe that Jesse somehow, some way, showed David the enthusiasm that he needed to get him through life. You know, David was not going to back down for 1 minute from this giant. He was going to take the giant with all his might and his slingshot and 5 smooth stones. And the Bible says that Goliath's spear was a weaver's beam. Now, how many of you have ever seen a weaver's beam? I have. There was a textile place that not too far from where we lived. It was in New Glarus. And we went and we toured there one time, and we saw these things that they make the cloth in. And it's a weaver's beam. And this weaver's beam was about a 12 by 12 piece of wood. So it was about this wide and this high. It was square. And this thing was about 20 feet long. I mean, the thing was huge. You know, so I thought of this when we were on this tour, and I said to this guy that was on this tour with us, he was our tour guide, and I said to him, I said, "How much does that weaver's beam weigh?" He says, well, he says, I'll tell you what. He says, there's not four guys that could pick that up. He says, it weighs about 500 pounds, between 500 and 600 pounds. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, oh, no. He said, that thing is solid oak. He said, that thing is heavy. And I got to thinking of Goliath. Can you imagine him having a spear that weighed 400 or 500 pounds? I mean, that was his spear. That's without the head of it. And they said the head of it weighed 13 pounds. So here you've got a 400-pound beam and a 13-pound head. I mean, that's huge. Well, yeah, but even if they made it round, I bet it still was over 300 pounds. You know? So, I mean, you know, that's unbelievable. But the king had given David all of his armor, and David said, I can't use this because I've never tried it. I mean, I can't use your sword. I can't use your spear. I can't use your shield. I've never used it. And so here we see that David used what he had, his sling, and took five smooth stones, and he killed Goliath. You may be saying, well, preacher, what does this have to do with anything on Jesse? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, Jesse had sent his young son into battle without him even knowing it. You know, it was Jesse who sent David to the battlefront to see his brothers. It was Jesse who had taught David to use the slingshot. It was Jesse who had prepared the food for David to take along. It was Jesse's carriage that David used to take all of the food to the battlefront. You know, God used Jesse to prepare David for the battle that he was about to go into. And we need to realize that as parents and grandparents, we need to prepare who God has put in our charge for the future. If it would not have been for the training that Jesse had given David, David's life may have been very short. You know, he may not have won the battle with Goliath. But Jesse was used by God for a specific time and for a specific task. You know, each of us in this room have a specific reason for being here. Each of us in here have a specific reason why we're here. You know, we are here to be used by God in raising our children in the way that they should go. We have, we're here to be used by God to further His kingdom. We're here to be used by God to keep the doors of Florence Baptist Church open. You know, all of us here are here for a period of time doing a specific thing which God has preordained from the beginning of the world that we would be used for His honor and His glory. You know, Jesse was known by God before He had put the worlds into motion, and that there was going to be a specific time in history that Jesse was going to live, and that he was going to raise a man or a boy by the name of David who was going to go on to be the greatest king that Israel has ever had. You know, Jesse was used to bring David into the house of Saul and be taught by the king. You know, after the battle, David was not allowed to go back home. Yes, sir. What's that? He's his dad. Jesse is David's dad. Okay. Ruth and Boaz had Obed, and Obed had Jesse. Jesse had David. Okay? Just ask Jacob. He'll give you the genealogy. Jacob is studying trying to study the genealogy of the Lord. And he started from Mary and Joseph, and he's going backwards, both bloodlines. And he's had all kinds of questions. And I've had to take an answer for him. But it's good. I'm glad that the teenagers are doing a study on their own and wanting to know things. But we need to realize that all of us can be used by God in the time in which we are now living. You know, Jesse was issued, he was used, but then he was also protected. God protected Jesse later in life. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3, it says, "And David went thence to Mizpah of Moab, and he said unto the king of Moab, Let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me." You know, as the story goes on, David became a fugitive to King Saul. Saul is trying to kill David wherever he goes. Jesse and his family had to leave all that they had, and they had to run for their lives because they knew that if they didn't, Saul was going to kill them. You know, why was it that Saul was going to kill Jesse and his family? What did Saul know? Saul knew that David was going to be the next king. He knew that when he died, that David was going to take over the kingdom, and that his sons were not going to take and be able to reign after that. And back in that day, they felt if they could take and kill the family line, that they could, you know, continue on with the way they were doing things. But Jesse and his family had to leave all that they had and run for their lives, or Saul would probably have tried to kill them for being related to David. Now, Jesse and his family were protected by their son and by God for the things which they had done previous in life. Because Jesse and his wife had raised their sons in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, God was going to protect them from the evil that was out there. You know, David could have had his family fend for themselves. He could have said, "Okay, you did a good job raising me. Now you're on your own. I'm going to put you in a home somewhere, and you can live out the rest of your lives there." You know, he could have done that. He could have said, "Okay, I'm going to put you in a nursing home, and that's where you're going to stay." But he didn't do that. David protected his parents because of the love that he had for them. You know, David protected his parents because he knew that they would do the same for him if they had the chance. You know, Jesse and his wife were getting up in years, and I'm sure that Jesse could no longer fight, you know, like he could when he was younger. After all, David was the youngest boy, and David is now in his 30s. So that would have put Jesse and his wife probably in their 70s. And so here we see that David knew that it was up to him to protect his mom and dad. And that's exactly what he did. You know, David protected his parents from becoming prey to Saul. David protected his parents because he knew it was his duty to do that. He knew that it was his duty to protect his parents because nobody else was going to. We have no idea where David's brothers and sisters are at this time. We have no idea. The Bible doesn't say. All it says is that David protected his mom and dad. Now, David was taught at a very young age he was to protect those who were close to him. Now, David went into a country which was an enemy, believe it or not, to Israel, and sought their protection for his family. You know, Jesse had done all that he was able to do for God, and now God is protecting him from certain death by Saul. You know, that's what God does. God will use people that we least expect to help us many times to show us kindness and help us the most. But what a lesson we can learn from Jesse, you know, the father of David. He was not a great man by any of today's standards, but he used what God had given him to raise the greatest king ever to sit on the throne of Israel. You know, all of us are issued the tools we need to prepare our families for the work that God has for them. All of us can be used by God to teach the truth our families need to know and to do the job that God has called them to do for His honor and His glory. You know, all of us can be protected by the protective hand of God if we'll only do as He has wanted each of us to do. In Psalm 17:7, it says, "Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by the right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that raise up against them." We need to train and to teach our families so when the day comes and we need protection, they're going to be there just like David was to take and protect his mom and dad. Maybe our kids will take and protect us too. You know, I'm happy. I was thinking as I was doing this, I got thinking of the song, "I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy, to His guiding hand forever I will cling in the service of the King." You know, what we need to realize is that each of us have been given a job by God to do. Each of us have been given instructions of how to do that job, and the instruction book is called the Bible. If we would take and only spend time in God's Word, I believe that each and every one of us could take and have families and children, grandchildren that would take and know and love the God, love God just like David and his brothers and his family did. We need to realize that if we train a child in the way that he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. And if we do that, each and every one of us are going to have a good family life, and we're going to have a good life period. Amen? All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you've done for us. I just pray now that you'll help us to be able to be like Jesse and raise our families the way they need to be raised. We thank you for this story of Jesse, the father of David. We just pray now that you continue to guide and direct us in all that we do. We just thank you so much for this church. Thank you for the people who come so faithfully. Just pray now that you be with us, guide us, and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to start church in about 20 minutes. If you want something else to eat, there's lots to eat back there. And just go and help yourself.